Now, I've gained notoriety by saying to hell with propriety and shocking all society with things I say and do. For years, I've always drawn my pay for singing songs they call risque and doing pantomime that is low and blue. But I am filled with great remorse at having been so base and coarse. So I made a brand new resolution. No more will I be risque or sing a filthy rondelet or do a sketch that deals with prostitution. What a novelty that'll be. Bourbon has been to the cleaners. I am the essence of purity. Any little evil thought I promptly will squelch. I won't be suggestive, never again will I belch. So the mayor of our city can go to his vice committee. Every writer I had has been a vulgar person. So I'm buying my new material from a very certain type of person. Oh, other entertainers whose stuff is quite obscene are gonna bust the gusset when they hear that bourbon's clean. Now, there's Nan Blackstone. I wonder how she'll react to it. You know, naughty Nan, the girl who's always thinking I can't find a place to do it. And if she could and you got to look at her in the light, she still wouldn't succeed. Oh, definitely. I'll never forget once she played a stag. Somebody had said, good heavens, Ned Sparks in drag. And then there's Dora Maugham, Bill of England's big bad woman. When she hears I've been laundered, she'll do some fussing and fuming. She always said we were the two basest characters in this region. Now she's a sergeant in the Foreign Legion. And then there's Dwight Fisk, that gay old ante. You heard of Fisk? Park Amadou's Jimmy Durante? He'll get me right on the phone. He'll say, Ray, I'm going to scrap Mrs. Pettibone. I'll say that's a splendid start. But you only have to take out one part. That part where it says, Mr. Pettibone, leave the bathroom naked as a newborn babe and twice as cocky. Poor Dwight, she'll go from ham to jam overnight. And Sophie Tucker, when she hears I've taken the cure, she'll stick her material right back in the sewer. Soph always says, I believe in giving tit for tat, that's the way I live. Well, she's entitled to a lot of tat, heavens knows she's got a lot to give. And Mae West won't jump for joy, when she hears I'm the Johnson's office, fair-haired boy. From now on, I'll not raise an eyebrow. I ain't gonna do a goddamn thing that ain't strictly highbrow. From bawdy lyrics, I'll try to refrain, but even a clean collar can get dirty again. Oh, bourbon has been to the cleaner. I am the assassin's security, said she, believing it.